I've got Sean McGraw. He's a professor of philosophy. He's sort of one of the people spearheading this. Hello there, Sean. All right. Sean, the future of nature. Now, I hadn't heard of this. I'd run into you a while back, and you were telling me about this, and it caught my attention. What is this all about?
It's a bit difficult to describe, but let me start on the back end of it. So there's a lot of discussion about the environment, of course. It's a main theme in the media, and there's a lot of research happening in the university around environmental issues and ecological issues, and there's a lot of anxiety. In fact, I would say that there's a universal anxiety gripping us on the planet Earth for the first time in the history of humanity. And what we wish to do with this event is we wish to actually create an open space, which will not be an academic conference, but it would be a public engagement event that will bring together everybody who has a concern with this issue. Now, of course, that's a bit grandiose. So we have to go in from the grand into the local, and we're going to get very local. We're going to go to the West Coast and do some land, one of our beautiful and quite environmentally advanced areas of the province, and the Rosemore National Park will be one of our stars, and we're going to bring together science, industry, and art with the local community in order to have an open discussion about the future of nature, the future of nature on the West Coast, the future of nature in Newfoundland, the future of nature on the planet.
How will this, I mean, there's lots of environmental groups, there's lots of environmental movements. How will this be different?
I think what's most unique about this is, first of all, it's openness. So the fact that science and industry and art are together in one place is unique in itself. And art is not going to be an ornamentation. We are assuming art to be an equal participant in this discussion. The performance arts, the visual arts, dance. Art has a crucial role to play because art is always in public view. Because we really want to engage the community. We want to be a place where the university speaks to the community speaks to the university. And the second thing I think that's most unique about this is the emphasis on the local. Our assumption is that the local is in a state of depoliticization, of apathy. You know, what are you going to do about climate change when you live in a little community on the west coast of Newfoundland? You can't do anything. But you might be able to say something about, let's say, how the resources in your area are developed. So we want to actually stir up a discussion about the future of the local environment on the assumption that the local people who live there are the proper ones to consult on that topic.
What kind of results are you hoping for?
Well, I think, you know, without being too grandiose, we're hoping to be a game changer. I think it's fair to say that Newfoundland and Labrador lags behind many parts of Canada and the world in terms of environmental awareness. And we want, actually, to have something to say to policymakers. And for that reason, we're inviting policy there. We want to actually set up a different kind of model where this discussion about the environment is no longer something for, like, ecology, no longer something that you stick into a special part of the university, and no longer even something that's only for research and industry, but it's actually the one topic that concerns everyone. So we wish actually to create a different kind of awareness about who should be consulted with questions concerning development, rural life, wilderness in Newfoundland, and what kinds of issues should be on the table. So, for example, something like what happened at Sandy Pond couldn't happen again. Now, the disaster with Sandy Pond wasn't that they used a pond for tailings. It was that it happened without political discussion until, you know, a certain group of concerned people began to make a noise. These things concern everyone. We should talk about it. Everybody who has an interest in these kinds of questions should be at the table when something like that is at issue.
And you're hoping, I mean, this is right now it's going to be out in Grossmoor and then in Cornerbrook, but you're hoping to, this whole idea of what you're trying to do with this interdisciplinary conference will spread, right?
Absolutely. In fact, we don't call it interdisciplinary, we call it transdisciplinary. Nobody's allowed to speak out of their discipline because everybody's going to speak to the one issue that concerns everyone on the planet right now, which is namely the future of nature. So we conceive of this as a kind of intervention in environmentally sensitive areas. We have an organization called For a New Earth, which will stage these kinds of interventions and effect a kind of witness. We want to go to these places and we want to be witnesses to what's happening there, witnesses to the communities that live there, witnesses to what it looks like, whether it's degraded, whether it's beautiful and sublime, so that there can be a little bit more deliberative dialogue about how we go forward at this, you know, pivotal point in our history.
Okay, two more quick questions. Who's got, like, in terms of, I saw Lisa Moore's name on the agenda. Who else, you know, what kind of people are going to be there as part of the, I guess, keynote participants?
Well, it's a mixture of international and Native Newfoundland, if you like. So we have Bill Montevecchi, who is probably the premier ecologist in our province, who will be there. Lisa Moore, as you said, will be there. Jerry Squires will be there as a man who has been giving witness to Newfoundland and Labrador nature for his whole life. And then we have some international people. Ian Hamilton Grant is a premier philosopher of nature from the UK, who is a key organizer behind this For a New Earth, a much more global project. Jens Zinken, who heads up a very well-funded environmental studies program in Germany, and Heather Eaton, who is a theologian of the environment at St. Paul University in Ottawa. Those are some of our keynoters, our star keynoters. But there are quite a few other people who will be there, including you, I hope.
Thanks. Sean, so this is taking place September, I guess, 10th and 12th, is that it?
Yeah, 10th to the 13th, in fact.
10th to the 13th.
We've got it another day. Yep.
Out on the West Coast. And finally, if people want to, like, find out more, you know, that kind of thing, take part, how do they do it?
They should get in touch with me. I can be reached at Memorial University, the philosophy department. You'll find my email address there. It's probably the easiest way to get in touch with me. And if you're interested in being part in any way, please let me know. If you would like to do something, if you'd like to be there in some capacity, if you have something to offer, we're putting together the program now.
Right, and I guess there's a Facebook and a web page.
That's right.
Thanks a lot there, Sean.
Okay. If you want to find the webpage as it exists right now, you can go to isnaturedead.org. That's a rhetorical question. Isnaturedead.org, there you'll find For a New Earth, this global organization, and under events you'll find the West Coast Project.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Todd.
Ted, I've been talking to Sean McGraw. He's a professor of philosophy here at Memorial University, and I'm at the Bitters Pub, where they're having a few drinks now.
All right. Thank you, Todd. No drinking on the company dime, of course.
I've refused several.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take
bye
care.
Bye.
That is Todd O'Brien at Bitters.